What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live from Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 El Dorado Parkway. That's 12465 El Dorado Parkway off of El Dorado and Coit. We got a lot going on here. Now, Corey's going to be busy trying all the food and drinking the lemonade and the prickly pear.
By the way,
raspberry.
I was told earlier, okay. I do believe it is the Wrangler Burger, is going to be coming out in August. All right. It is, yeah, the Wrangler Burger, the Bacon Wrangler Burger.
They're going to make it special for us.
Going to be coming out in August. We get to taste it before anybody else today. So we get to that opportunity to tell everybody what it's all about. But we do have all the lemonades and the prickly pear raspberry lemonade refreshers. It's going to be an awesome day, Kevin.
The Cowboys cheerleaders are here from 10 to noon. You can get your own customized trading card made. We already got a chance to look at what those look like when they get produced and they have a case for them and everything. Like,
what?
Get it on the spot. It looks awesome. Plus, at some point in the show, Corey has not one, but two free Whataburger, free year boxes.
Dude, this...
It includes a bunch of cool stuff.
Burger LED sign, Whataburger 24-7 hat. You got the golf balls, fry box socks. So you got the... It looks like there's French fries on your socks.
Yeah.
Sunglasses. You got the... Hold on. Are they also adding in...
You still can't win this, Corey.
The striped tumbler and the orange striped can holder? You're kidding me right now. So these things are all... If you come out here, you can have your chance to win that today. We got to figure out how to do that. Maybe some sort of trivia prize. Or I have trivia questions in my box. We're good to go.
That is true. Indeed, you do. So I want to start out with something that a local golfing titan said,
okay,
that I think is very relatable to all of us. Scotty Scheffler, and I want to get your take on this. And essentially my question is, I know we're not necessarily on the team, but for a lot of people listening, it probably feels like you're on the teams that you support.
Yeah.
Do you take enough time to enjoy when you win? Like, and this can be about life. It can be more specifically about sports, because here's what Scotty Scheffler said. It's not a fulfilling life. It's fulfilling from the sense of accomplishment, but it's not fulfilling from a sense of the deepest place of your heart. So he talks about, like, winning even huge tournaments. It's like showing up to the Masters every year. It's like, why do I want to win this golf tournament so badly? Why do I want to win the Open Championship so badly? I don't know. If I win, it's going to be awesome for 2 minutes. And then he skips ahead, and he was talking about the Byron Nelson, and I thought this was incredible. He goes, It's something I have tried to work to win my entire life, because he's a Metroplex guy.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you win it, you celebrate, you get to hug your family, my sister's there. It's such an amazing moment. Then it's like, okay, what's for dinner? And so I think there are so many people out there, like especially in the world of sports, but we could talk about it from a life perspective as well, is sports can bring you so much heartache and sadness and all of that. And I guess those are kind of similar. But like, do you take the time to enjoy when you win? Or in your life, do you take the time to enjoy your successes, or are you like, okay, good, next, what's next?
So like with Warzone, you know, obviously you get your win and you move on to the next one really quickly. Kevin, you're trying to get 4 or 5 in a row of those suckers.
Okay.
With Call of Duty. All right, that's a video game though, not real life. Or is it real life?
Well, I mean, for how many people out there, how much
is
your identity is built on Call of Duty or fantasy or whatever?
Let's think about this for a second. When Dirk won his championship, because I'm not going to consider like, you know, game 64 as a did I celebrate that, or do you like whenever we come in here, if the Rangers won, I'm usually excited and I'm trying to be like, look, hey man, let's be positive.
Yeah.
If they lost, I'm like, dadgummit.
Yeah.
If the Cowboys lose, it almost ruins my week sometimes.
Yeah.
And then if they win, I enjoy the next day even more. But let's go down to championship, because that's what I feel like Scotty's talking about.
Yes.
There is the championships. When the Rangers won the World Series, we celebrated that hard. Like we went up there immediately afterwards, and we partied all night long.
We did.
Enjoyed the parade. We used it for an entire year. Hell, we're still using it right now, Kevin. We still discuss it.
That's true.
You know, it sat with us for a long time. But did I sit there? I think I sat there for maybe 2 or 3 months with the enjoyment of that. With Dirk's, same thing. I was so happy for Dirk that he finally got that championship. Dude, every time we saw Dirk, it was just a reminder that he finally did it. We all did it together. We got the first one together. I don't think I celebrated those Cowboys championships well enough because I was so young at the time, and that's why I want another one now.
Yeah, and so I think about the Rangers example that you gave. I wonder if we're a little bit spoiled from the perspective of, we also went right up to the studio and got to hear from the people all night, and we got to sit like right at the stage of the parade. So like, those are memories.
And Schiaffalo waved that towel over and over.
See if we can find that video. And Alec knows. And you know, like, those are core memories, not just because they won, but because of rushing right up to the studio and talking to everybody, being right there for the parade. And so,
but I understand what he's saying.
Yes.
I mean, I totally, I completely think about you for a second. Whenever we get done with Peace-a-thon, I know that, like, we have big goals.
Yes.
We get it's pretty big. We celebrate it that next morning, and then we kind of go on about, all right, what do we do next year? I understand what he's saying, because there is my life doesn't change that much if the Rangers win the World Series.
Right.
But quite honestly, it doesn't change at all.
Sure.
I'm not any richer because of it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't have my house didn't sell because of it. I'm not moving anywhere. So I get that. No, the Cowboys didn't win a championship recently. It was back
Cowboy
in the day.
Hangman Page did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did. So I wonder if he's celebrating today.
Hopefully,
I wonder if he's all about it.
Hopefully so.
Yeah.
Now, Alec, I want to get your take on this as well, but I want to read one more thing, and I don't know what this means for his golfing future, or if he's just like, I really appreciate Scottie Scheffler. Feels like he's being really vulnerable, really open. And he
sounds like he's stuck in a rut.
Well, he talked about losing, and he goes, it sucks. I hate it. I really do. We work so hard for such little moments. I'm kind of a sicko. I love putting in the work. I love getting to practice. I love giving the live out my dreams. But at the end of the day, sometimes I just don't understand the point.
Alec, dude, he's stuck in a rut.
Yeah, Alec, whether it's about that in particular or just the more general concept that I think Scottie Scheffler is voicing, like what a lot of people what a lot of people feel is like, do you enjoy your moments, whether they're in your life, whether they're in sports, or do you quickly move on to the next thing, whereas maybe we all linger on our losses?
I've been trying to be better about that, honestly, because I've started to notice that whether it's through the nature of the job or if it's just, you know, getting older and, you know, being a little bit more bold and making some of those decisions to experience those things, I try to take in that moment. a lot better than I did before. Even the smallest things, like, you know, whenever you guys are out on holiday and I get to do a, you know, remote at Globe Life Field, it's like, oh yeah, this is why I do this stuff. You know, for the interaction, for, you know, just getting to see a baseball game in person. You know, it's like the little things matter to me a lot more, and I try not to soak in the things that bring us down a little bit in sports. I try to do the same thing too when I get to see Jacob DeGrom throw 8 innings of, you know, beautiful baseball. I'm like, huh,
yeah,
sports are cool. You know, the team might not be in a great spot right now, but hey, sports are really cool sometimes, and I really enjoy this. The home run derby last night, it's like, oh my gosh, like it brings out the little kid in you again, just seeing, you know, 513-foot home runs get hit and stuff. It's like, you know what, this is what I do it for, and so I think I've been better about that.
Do you think that if you're a kid, you'd be allowed to stay up until 4 in the morning when the home run derby ended? Or?
Oh, absolutely not.
Okay. All right. Just
That was a long venture, bro.
It was a long night. So, yeah, I just wanted to run through that story real quick, and I appreciate Scottie Scheffler being...
He sounds like he needs a talking doctor, Kevin. That's what it sounds like to me. What's the point?
Yes.
Oh, no, buddy. Come on.
Look.
It's going to be okay. Let's go climb a mountain together.
And that was one of the things that me and my talking doctor go over constantly is, if you're trying to get from point A to point B, and you're, let's just say, in the middle, because that's easy to understand, like if you're just listening.
Like point A and a half?
Yes, point A and a half. I got from point A to point A and a half as success, I tell the talking doctor that I view point A and a half to point B as all the space that I've failed.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, you are going to make yourself.
Because point A should be it for you. I'm done.
Yeah, but like, you should celebrate the progress that you make along the way and still being like, I still got this far to go. Well, like, you can still celebrate how far you've made it so far.
Why do you roll your eyes every time I say it's about the friends we made along the way then, Kevin? That's part of it.
Because I don't think you mean that.
I do every time. I mean, look at all the friends we have now.
Yes.
All the new ones we've made. If you look, seriously, go look back at when we started, when we became friends, you and I.
Yes.
Or colleagues, if you will.
Oh, man.
We had to grow into friends over time. But go back and look at that and how many more friends we have now. Like, they go along with it, man. Yeah, that's part of the journey that we've been experiencing. We don't even have a B yet. Think about that. We just had an A, and we're just still going at this point, Kevin.
All right, Corey, let me ask you this then. We got amazing ratings news yesterday.
Yeah,
we did. How come you didn't celebrate it? How come you're like, I want to do better?
Oh,
in your face!
I went home, and I did celebrate. I told the wife, and I said, you remember that thing that Conor McGregor said about his fights? That's what I said, and I was like, let's have a good time.
That is not that is not what he
877-881-1053 if you know what Conor McGregor said.
No, I know what he said.
I'm just asking the Tolos if they know what I'm talking about.
All right. Now, I wanted to throw one more thing out there because ESPN put this out this morning, and I know I'm kind of putting you guys on the spot. What is the best football team of the past 25 years? Because I'm not going to lie, I hate their selection for number one. I just fundamentally do not agree with it, and I'm willing to bet that there are a lot of people out there who are like, no, yeah, that was the best team. Get over it.
You said the last 25 years?
Last 25 years. Who was the best football team in all of the lands, and why was it the 2013 Seahawks?
Oh, you love that team.
That team
as
was
much
awesome.
As you love.
I do love Peyton Manning, though. But that was, just beat the brakes off of him.
You feel about that team, though, the way that you did about the 92 Cowboys almost.
Yes. That team was incredibly balanced, and they could just smash you into the ground. But don't forget, and I know the first play from scrimmage was a safety.
Mm-hmm.
But safety. They still scored 41 more points in that game.
Yeah.
They're actually second on the list.
Man, though. I was going to say, I really thought that Green Bay team in 2011 was amazing, but I don't think they get enough respect for what they actually did defensively that year.
Okay, so... believe it or not, that team is the 2010 team that beat the Steelers in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
That team is number 8 on the list, despite the fact that they have more losses than I think any other team in the top 10, but that team's in the playoffs was amazing.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And like I said, their defense stood up better than I thought. a lot of people give him credit for that year. Man, where's last year's Phillies team, Philadelphia team rank?
So,
as far as a well-constructed team, that's it right there.
I would be inclined to agree with that. And that's the thing that's, like, I don't know, a little bit scary maybe. Or maybe you like, it doesn't matter. They won the Super Bowl and we didn't. So there you go. The Philadelphia Eagles from 2017 are 5.
Okay.
The Philadelphia Eagles from last year are 4.
Oh, wow. Really? Oh,
okay. So then number 3 on the list is the 2004 New England Patriots. That is the team that beat the T.O. Hyperbaric Chambers 24-21 in the Super Bowl. And then, like I told you, number 2 was the 2013 Seattle Seahawks, like peak Legion of Boom, when they beat the Broncos 43-8. And if you guys have any other team, like, Alec, is there a team that springs to mind for you, best football team of the last 25 years? Because we haven't got to number one yet, and guess what? I disagree with number one.
You actually took my answer, which would be the 2013 Seahawks, because that defense was incredible. The offense was really, really good, too, just outshined by their defense. But that's my pick, personally, the best that I've ever seen.
Okay, and see, I'm with you on that, and this is where I want to get y'all's take. Do you have another one you want to throw?
Tampa, is it 2002, I believe, Tampa Bay? Their defense was elite. Brad Johnson was not. But their defense was an elite defense. Their offense put up.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can, like, express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Points, but I think I give a lot of credit to Gruden on being with his creativity and his offense. Plus, in that Super Bowl, he did get his opponent's head coach to just roll over for him. Don't forget, was it Callahan just goes in there at the last second and is like, I know we've been doing this really well, but we're going to do this instead. And then they lose to Gruden, who used to coach them.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if I can find them on there, because the other contemporary kind of for them, I believe it was the 2000 Ravens.
Yeah, I would say those two 13. Teams. Okay, those two teams are very similar in that they were elite defenses with quarterbacks that were just unique.
So number one on the list is the 2007 New England Patriots, and I'm not going to lie, I think that is a joke. That is the team that was 18-0 going into the Super Bowl.
And then lost the Super Bowl.
And they lost to a mediocre team. And, like, I just can't get around that. I know RJ is going to hate me for this because of his thoughts on the playoffs and that one-game scenario. But, like, that's the point of the season. I'm not saying you can't be an excellent team if you lose in the Super Bowl. You 100% can. You cannot tell me – you can tell me whatever you want. You cannot convince me that the best team of the last 25 years didn't win the title. Like, I fundamentally don't believe that. And then 2007 New England
Even
Patriots,
as close as that game was, yeah, it was a three-point game.
Okay, but, like, it's not like they were taking on another Titan on the other side. Like, if they were playing one of those back-to-back, I know now we're out of the 25 years, like one of those back-to-back Broncos teams. Or, like, let's say they were playing last year as Philadelphia Eagles, and they lost by 3 points and that ridiculous David Tyree catch and everything like that. I get it. You lost to a team that, what were they, like 9-7, 10-6 in the regular season? And nobody thought you had a chance. You were favored by like 17 points going into the game, and you lost, and that's the best team of the past quarter century.
Yeah, you lost
my
to Tom
ass.
Brady kryptonite.
Yeah, man.
Eli Manning.
He really is.
He still talks trash to him to this day because he's one of the only people that can.
There's nobody who holds a more decided advantage over Tom Brady than Eli Manning.
Yes, one of the only people that can.
And so I just wanted to throw that out there. I'm going to just get a yes or no from Rowdy. What do you think about the 2007 Patriots, who didn't even win the Super Bowl, as being the best team of the quarter century?
Oh,
he thinks it's hilarious. It's laughable. See,
Rowdy,
he's also
going to
steal my sandwich.
Food.
That's
yeah,
okay. I really have questions about the logistics of how that would work.
I think it'll work just fine.
So I think a lot of people are going to pick up this conversation in the next few hours, maybe the next couple of days or whatever, and I'm sure they'll all talk about how great that team was with Randy Moss and all this and blibbity blabbity.
It was a good team.
It was.
It was a really good team.
You know what? You're right.
Super Bowl.
It was a really good team that lost the Super Bowl, not the best team of the past
quarter
century.
I'll take that Seattle team, Kevin. I think you can rock with that one.
Agreed. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, do you still get amped for the MLB All-Star Game? Next on The Fan.
Here at Wrigley Field. Meanwhile, a base hit puts the American League on top. It goes deep, and the second run might also score. Parrish not a good runner, but he is going to be able to dent the plate, and it's 2-0 in favor of the American League as Frankel came through on an 0-2 count.
That is Julio Franco with the 2 RBI hit right there that made him the All-Star Game MVP in 1990. We're the KNC Masterpiece live at Whataburger asking the question, do you still get amped for the MLB All-Star Game? Now, I know plenty of people are amped here at the Whataburger, whether it's the trading cards, whether it's the cheerleaders, whether it's the opportunity to win free Whataburger for a year, or whether it is us, which I would really appreciate. We have already got somebody here who drove from Ohio to come see the show. But I have one more piece of baseball news once you're done.
Kevin, I just took my trading card picture with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. I got that taken care of. But I also, while I was out there, let them know we're going to be in Oxnard next week, because they're going to be out in Oxnard next week as well. And they said
they're going to seek you
out. She said, come see us. She said, come see us. Make sure we love KNC. And I was like,
wow.
I was like, all right. She goes, y'all are the home of the Cowboys. We're the cheerleaders for the Cowboys. We love KNC. Come say hi.
You know who would really love to say hi to them is my wife, because she loves the old country music television show, Dallas Cowboys Cheerleaders Making the Team. And now the show on Netflix, she also watches that. So I think she'd be pretty pumped about that. Also, one more bit of baseball news for you. MLB has given permission to the Rays to play all of their playoff games, including the World Series, potentially, at Steinbrenner Field.
Okay.
Which is the spring training field.
Okay, all right. That's where we're going to be playing those
or
now.
Minor league field. Yeah, well, so the World Series could be there.
Well,
what are we talking about?
Do you want them to move it to Texas then again? Is that what you want? Why don't you just make sure the Rangers are in it and you don't have to worry about that?
That's a good point.
You know, because then you can just have all the games at Globe Life.
Okay, deal. Let's make that. Well, not all of the games, because then...
Yes, all of them. Okay. All of the games, Kevin.
Okay.
I don't think any game should be played. Any World Series game should ever be played in a minor league park.
I agree with that. All right, so we're at Whataburger in Frisco, 12465 El Dorado Parkway. It's off of El Dorado and Coit. Now, there's a whole bunch of All-Star Game stuff we're going to get to. Then we'll get to the Home Run Derby in just a minute. But I wanted to ask you, because you were kind of talking about this yesterday, I don't feel this way. Obviously, they don't even do the Pro Bowl anymore. I didn't feel this way about the NHL All-Star Game before they switched formats to the Four Nations that I think we all loved. And I don't feel this way about the Basketball All-Star Game. Is there still that sense of wonder or magic or whatever for the MLB All-Star Game? Because that one does still feel different.
I still enjoy it. Is that okay?
Yeah,
for me to still enjoy
it? That's okay if you don't enjoy it either.
We're talking Home Run Derby right now, right?
No, All-Star. We'll do that in a little bit.
Okay, the All-Star. I think it's just awesome to be able to have all of your best players around each other. Dude, look at that National League team. Look at how stacked that National League team. Do you have it up right now?
Yeah, I've got it pulled up.
Look at how stacked this leadoff is. Shohei.
Shohei Ohtani, Ronald Acuna, Ketel Marte, Freddie Freeman, Manny Machado, Will Smith. Ha ha. Woo-hoo. Hey.
No, that's a different Will Smith.
Gotcha. Kyle Tucker, Francisco Lindor, and then Pete Crow Armstrong. By the way, Pete Crow Armstrong has been having an amazing season.
And now that might be the lightest name on that bunch, though, right? Like, out of all the people on that roster, that might be the lightest one. But, Kevin, that's this generation right now.
Yeah.
That's their best players.
Yeah.
That's our Julio Francos, our Juan Gonzalez, and they are watching. It's people with big names that have played in big games. Freddie Freeman, the best World Series home run hitter on the planet. Is that the – I mean, let's go ahead and put a ribbon around his neck for that one. But, yeah, man, I think this is that opportunity. Now, when I look at the American League team, Kevin, I'm kind of like, it's a little lackluster. But I still get excited because I think the National League team, those are your best stars in baseball right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Do you feel the same way about the pitchers since you get Paul Skeens running out there for them?
Yeah. Oh, and I think the pitching staff is actually pretty stacked for both of them as well. But, yeah, whenever you get – obviously, I'd love to see Paul Skeens roll out there and throw, you know, 8 innings of clean baseball. But you're going to get one of them. And that's – he's going to give everything he has. And I thought that's a really cool part of the All-Star Game, too, is you got a short period of time to show this entire stadium and all the people watching what you got.
From the 817, that lineup is like my MLB The Show lineup. It's
it
insane.
Is. Yeah.
You know what? And you just mentioned something, and we can move past this if you're just not interested, and I totally get that, or if you don't want to bring the festivities down. But, like, obviously Pat McAfee has been kind of like the de facto master of ceremony for a lot of this stuff. Did you see during the media scrum, I believe it was, that a reporter asked both him and Dave Roberts about why they're participating in the All-Star Game festivities, since they said it was an abomination that the laws weren't changed for voting and everything when they left. So, like,
you just hit me with one, Kevin.
Look, I know MLB doesn't want to get bogged down with this, but they were supposed to have the game, 4 years ago? Maybe five. I think four.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't really changed those laws since then, and Dave Roberts was like furious about it, and it was a well thought out question, and then Dave Roberts, I think, was like, oh, you might have to. I didn't really understand the question. I was like, yes, you
did. Was 4 years ago?
Yeah, it was 4 years ago.
I could definitely throw this one at you, Kevin. I don't know, man. I changed my mind since 4 years ago.
See?
Like, that's definitely an easy...
Yeah, yeah. I kind of wish he would have said that, honestly.
I've opened up a little since then, or I think a little differently since then. Like, that's an opportunity to say that, too. And I don't know. That never affects me whenever, like, me personally. That being said, McAfee, did you see him? I saw him last night do the Home Run Derby announcements. All right, so he's out there announcing. He's got the cutoff sleeves on the – you know, I'm doing Rockin' Tank Top Tuesday here, Kevin. He's got the cutoff sleeves on the jersey.
Are you disappointed that
nobody else is helping me out here? This guy
is.
I can see him in his tank
top. Oh, that's true. Tank Top Tuesday.
He's enjoying Tank Top Tuesday right now. But you talk about him being the master of ceremonies.
Yes.
He got me pumped last night.
Don't you think that's a good description? Don't you think he's like a good default for pretty much any event?
Well, when you say default, it makes me think like you just fell back and settled. I think they put him up on the board at the top a lot of times, and they go, can we get that guy?
Yeah.
And McAfee's like, hell yeah, I like to party.
Yeah.
You know, so he's all about that. And,
no, you're
and
right.
I think that's something that I think it needed it last night. Like, I really did. I got excited the way he does things, the energy that he brings to these things.
Yeah.
No matter what place it is, I appreciate the way he does that.
Now, I know we're going to focus on the All-Star game tonight, but looking at the Texas Rangers going forward and for the rest of the season, have you seen that their win total projection drop from 86.5 to 80.5? Does that feel right to you? I think they're the sixth most decreased win team. Besides, obviously, the Rockies.
Did the Astros, did anybody above us move down from what theirs was? Because I don't know that I think this division is out of hand.
So the Houston, and this is, the Houston Astros are plus six. And so the thing that's troubling about that is the Rangers and Astros both started at 86.5.
Mm-hmm.
So they're even. Now that's a 12-game divide. And that's not necessarily how it has to play out. The Angels went up by four. The Mariners went up by two.
Okay.
And the A's went down by three. But not a lot was expected of any of those teams.
Yeah, no, I guess I'm just kind of looking at the division and trying to see. The reality is the Astros are at the top of the division right now, and the Rangers are, what, 8.5 games back on them. So, like, that puts them in that place where you're like, okay, that is the difference from what you saw at the beginning of the season. So midway through the season, that's an accurate depiction of where the Rangers are and where the other teams are. But they're discounting a Rangers tear, all right? Like they're saying what we just saw from Marcus Semien and Adolis Garcia right here before the break. They're discounting that, dude, and I love it. I think Bochy likes kind of having this underdog mentality going into the second half. They think we can't do this, guys. This is a tall task. Yeah, it is, but we're used to this.
What percentage then in your brain and in your heart?
1,000.
What would? Okay, that can't be your brain percentage though for the Rangers making the playoffs.
Oh, okay, my brain percentage of the Rangers making the playoffs, Kevin. What does it say right there?
Always 100% pure B.
Yes, 100%.
See, but I like the idea that you're always 100% pure B for that they're going to make the playoffs. I like that even better. That's your heart prediction.
My heart prediction right now tells me it is a 78% chance in my mind. Now, that's 78% chance for them. That doesn't say, you know, that every other team has only 2% chance.
For sure.
For me, I have a feeling that they are going to go on a good little steady run here on the back half of the schedule, build to the playoffs. This team, you know, what do we see in the first year with Bochy? They came out of the gates hot, stumbled a little bit, turned it back up for a little bit, and then stumbled all the way down into the World Series. And I think this team, Kevin, is going from the bottom up on their way to it this year.
From the 214, Corey believes in the Rangers, unlike Kevin, who does.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer.
Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This summer, Instacart is bringing back your favorites from 1999 with prices from 1999. That means 90s prices on juice pouches that ought to be respected, 90s prices on box mac and cheese, and 90s prices on ham, cheese, and cracker lunches. Enjoy all those throwbacks and more at throwback prices. Only through Instacart. $4.72 maximum discount per $10 of eligible items. Limit one offer per order. Expires 9/5 while supplies last. Discount based on CPI comparison.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Yeah.
So I just want to point out,
100% pure beef belief.
When I read you a number that exists in the world, I didn't invent math or the way that number happened.
Sometimes.
that's a fair critique. So FanGraphs currently lists, again, not Kevin Graphs, FanGraphs currently lists the Rangers as 17% chance of getting into the postseason.
You said 70%
chance? 17. Right. 1-7.
Of
or
course.
Essentially a 1-6 shot.
Isn't it fitting that Kevin would go out and find a number that low?
You're
telling us that you didn't create the numbers, but you're also telling me that you didn't find that number. And that's what's concerning, Kevin, is I think you're out there seeking numbers to make us sad.
I'm really pissed at ESPN right now because usually they have that playoff percentage next to the teams, and I needed that secondary source to back it up and be like, see, that's what they say too. But guess what? They're cowards, and they didn't put it on there.
From the 214, 90%. From the 817, brain percentage is 1,000,000 right now.
Okay.
So that's where they are. I appreciate
that. No, that's too high. The scale is 100.
I think the brain is limitless. And and you're trying to give me...
Is that because you saw that movie
Limitless?
With Bradley Cooper?
It was good, actually a pretty good movie, honestly.
See,
what would you do if you were taking that drug?
And that's, you know what? And that's the issue I try not to think about, Corey. Hmm. Because I'll tell you this. I saw Limitless, and I also started to think about if I could up my brain percentage usage, all the things I can do, and it takes me to an unhealthy
place. I was going to say, would you be dangerous if
yes.
you had that high of a percentage?
For sure.
Let's say you use 60% of your brain instead of the 10 that you only use now.
Holy crap.
Like, how dangerous do you think you would be at that point? I think scary. I think
probably
I'd be
super dangerous for the people who don't agree with me. But like, no, I think the issue is I spend too much time thinking, could I make that happen?
Yes.
Which is a giant waste of time because I don't have the pill.
Yeah, one day though. I've seen that it's out there right now.
What?
Yeah. It's on those ads.
On Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah, do it, lady. Yeah.
Right at the cash register of the convenience store.
Yeah, it's right there.
If you go to the convenience store and right at the register, it says, take the limitless pill, like from the movie.
It says goat.
Don't take that pill.
The goat weed. Yeah. You're like, hold on, dude. Which one do I want here?
Don't do that. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, live from Whataburger in Frisco off of El Dorado and Coit, it's time for some baseball nuggets where we will discuss the home run derby next on The Fan.
20 pitches.
Look at this one.
He needs to get on a roll.
Right center went out.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Whataburger in Frisco. We are at 12465 El Dorado Parkway off of El Dorado and Coit. We got a lot going on here. Now, Corey, you've been downing the prickly pear raspberry drink and then the regular lemonade.
Yeah, and the caramel coffee this morning.
That's so many
had
drinks.
Had myself a bacon, egg, and cheese taquito. That's what I would, that's always been my order.
Okay.
But I'm also,
I like the breakfast on a bun.
Yeah, man, that's always a great option as well. The I'm saving a little room for a future burger that's going to be on the way here in August, so we'll get that one tasted up for you. I got my card with the Cowboys cheerleaders all taken care of today, too, on a Tank Top Tuesday at that. So we're loving life today.
Do you count what they're wearing as a tank top?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. I'll let that one slide, even though they have arm sleeves.
It kind of goes.
I feel
against,
like tank tops are sleeveless. Yeah. But
isn't the main tenet of the tank top to like not have any sleeves?
I think so. I think it might be a little off on that one. But yeah, man, I'm also posting some things up on some socials as we go along here.
In addition to all of that, we already have a fan here from Ohio.
Ohio!
Also, we're going to be giving away 2 boxes of Whataburger for a year. Now, that includes coupons. That includes the very cool LED sign that is new to this box because we've kind of done this as a donation item for Peace-a-thon the last couple of years. It includes spicy ketchup, all kinds of stuff. We're going to be giving away 2 of those today.
You know, in the noon o'clock hour, you want to do that in the noon hour? I think we do that. You swing through here, get your lunch. Get your lunch taken care of at El Dorado and Coit's Whataburger, and we'll be giving those away. We'll have a little trivia question.
I always view you as the arbiter of giveaways.
Okay.
And so it's up to Corey Major.
So do I have to yell, let's give something? Do I have to yell that?
I think you might.
We'll see how it goes.
Right now, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. It's time for Baseball Nuggets. Hey, guys. What do you think we're going to talk about in Baseball Nuggets here?
Home run derby?
Math.
Good call.
The arbiter of math.
I mean, we can. I would probably prefer not. We're going to play cut number 2 in just 1 second. This is the man who won the home run derby. But I want to point out, somebody sent this to me. I had not seen it otherwise. A video of a young Cal Raleigh like hanging out with his family. And he had the bat. And he was like, and you're a winner of the home run derby. And it was just really cool to see that like as a childhood dream. And then give me cut number 2. It became reality.
No, it will not get out. The Dominican dominance comes to an end. The Big Dumper is your home run derby champion for 2025.
Now, I just want to point out that we live in a world where not only has Cal Raleigh been incredible, but we've all just accepted that he's the Big Dumper.
Dude, he went up to the plate as the Big Dumper.
He did.
And he won it as the Big Dumper.
He did.
And whenever my wife heard that that was his nickname, she had to peek around the corner to check to see if it was actually a real Big Dumper. Yeah, yeah. She wanted to know.
What was the verdict?
And she was like, oh, that's confirmed.
Okay.
Yeah. And so, like, that's a reality. That's awesome for him. And I know you are excited because that's been the dude that you've been a huge Mariners fan recently.
No.
And you've
been a huge fan of this guy.
All about Cal Raleigh. And last night, Kevin, I was if I'd have picked, I would have picked James Wood. And he was the first one to lead off. He hit 16. It wasn't good enough to get into the next round. But it was like, dude, this is kind of like rookie. Right. You know, this is his first ever home run derby. That was impressive to see. He hit some monster ones that went out of the park. And then Rooker gets up, and I'm thinking to myself, this guy might never stop hitting home runs.
Right.
And then he loses by, what, 0.08 feet?
Yes, on the tie break.
Jeez. And so, that was a hell of a way to start. I really enjoyed the way it started. If anybody didn't know James Wood to start, they do now.
Hey, man, he has had a heck of a season. He is a heck of a young player. O'Neill Cruz hit the longest non-Coors Field home run in home run derby history. Like, if you look at it, it's him and four other people that are all from the year that the home run derby was at Coors Field. And you're like, okay, well, maybe I can see that. But Cal Raleigh, he was the favorite. He did, in fact, win 3-1. I wanted to bring up something, though. Man, what an amazing scenario. What an amazing atmosphere it is out here. We now have a dog out here as well to support the cause. So yeah, we're just adding more characters. And Rowdy.
The fine folks from City Vet have stopped by.
That's right.
To have some water burgers.
Oh, man, I need that.
That is not for that, Rowdy. That's not for that.
Rowdy is taking my water and pantomimed cleaning their armpits and then drinking them, which
hey,
like.
You got to shower the way you can.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
you got to shower the way you can.
Absolutely. Now, the thing about this event is I kind of feel like sometimes when Sean Sharif talks about the NBA All-Star Dunk Contest and like it's not the way it used to be and all of that, that's kind of the way I feel about the Home Run Derby Contest in terms of it beats me down a little bit because it's so long.
Mm-hmm.
What I would love to see is you do your first round and those four advance, and then it's winner take all in the next
round. How do you
do
the first round, though? The same way they do it?
You can keep the people, because people seem to really dig the first round because you get your opportunity.
You like the bonus balls
yeah,
that go along with it?
I kind of do. Like, I would eliminate at least one round. So instead of going like 4-2, I would just go 8-4, and that's your final.
Okay. All right. That final four.
Because it's 3 hours. It's too long.
Yeah. I like the idea of a one-on-one head-to-head. I understand that, but I'm with you, man. It is a long event. And even for those guys, it's a long event. It wears them out, too. And I was trying to think last night of different ways. I was like, man, I would love maybe just reduce it to 10 pitches. You know,
okay.
maybe just you get the best 10 pitches or 10 swings. And are we waving?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hi. Where the Cowboys cheerleaders are waving. I thought maybe there was somebody behind
Corey,
us.
Corey, I'm glad you did that because I almost committed a massive faux pas in terms of the cheerleaders were waving at me and I wasn't waving back.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of like I was like, oh, yeah. And her name was Jill. And I was like, oh, yeah. See you later, Jess. And she's like, it's Jill. And I was like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I really dropped the ball on that and just not being a nice human.
By the way,
back.
Those cheerleaders are Charlie and Maddie, who are from your wife's favorite Netflix show. Yeah. So they
Charlie
and Maddie.
I need to tell my wife. I'll be like, hey, we're doing a show out here. What else you got? Charlie and Maddie are here from the Netflix Cowboys cheerleader show. Oh.
She's like, you know, in the DeLorean and Back to the Future, just going as fast as she can to get here.
Which for her is probably like 48 miles an hour. Now, I wanted to play the other.
Dude,
she's a slow driver.
You just called her a slow driver.
She is a slow driver.
On radio.
I always tell this story. This is when we were dating, and then I promise we'll talk about that kid who was like, I'm going to give myself a contract by robbing this home run and the home run derby. We were driving home. She picked me up from the airport it must have been our Oxnard trip years ago. And we're driving and like we're having a nice conversation. But oh, my God, we're on the highway. She's driving behind somebody who I kid you not is not going faster than 45 miles an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And like it just goes on and on. And I finally looked at her and I was like, hey, I'm sorry. Will you go around this car? This is driving me insane. And she goes, oh, I didn't even notice we were having such a lovely conversation. And I was like, come on.
Now that we're here,
you know how
Kevin.
Women are.
Yeah. Thanks, PJ Washington. Yeah, now that we're in this space that's safe, talking about our wives driving.
Yeah, we got married.
My Adrian drives me nuts. She will drive behind cars whenever there's space on the left to go around. And whenever she pulls up the lights, if there's three cars in one lane, and an open lane, she'll be behind the three cars in one lane.
The only time I approve of that is if the open lane
is the middle lane.
Okay.
The middle lane.
Okay, but if the open lane is a closed off right lane that people could turn
that's
in,
fine.
Don't go into
it's
that spot.
It's the middle lane, but, though, and I'm like, what are you even doing here? There's space right there, and she does. It doesn't matter to her. On our trip down to town to Galveston, my sister texted me. And she said that her husband had finally gone over 50 miles an hour. And I was like, no wonder y'all are 2 hours behind us. So, but at least they were safe, and that's what matters.
That is true, within reason. Yeah. So cut number one, Junior Caminero. So he finished as the runner-up. But I want to play cut number one. And this has happened in the Home Run Derby before. I don't remember it. This kid, like, legitimately goes up against the wall and grabs the home run from being a home run. Cut number one. Let's hear it.
Junior, a line shot.
Got a chance.
Oh, he stole it.
They counted it. The umpire counted it.
As is Major League Baseball. And this, yeah, that looked like it would have been a home run, fellas.
The kid, he jumped up at the wall and caught the home run. And, like, all, I think it was all of Caminero's teammates were like, what the hell?
Did they count it then?
Yes, they did.
That's ridiculous.
It was still really funny.
But I love it. And now more of these kids can know. They can get that opportunity to go do that because they know that the game will just, they'll just fix it. They'll be like, oh, that was supposed to be a home run.
Look.
So they don't even have to worry about it.
Mike brought this.
Did any of the kids get hit in the face and knocked out this time?
And I was going to say, Mike brought this to my attention years ago. I am amazed that more people don't get hurt during the home run derby.
Dude, that thing's terrifying.
I'm glad they don't.
These are pro hitters up there.
I know.
Hitting 107 miles an hour off the bat.
No,
and there's kids out there that are just jabbing with each other, and all of a sudden they look up, and there's one zooming at their nose.
I agree with you. Now, I wanted to throw this out there. I forgot to mention this the other day after the draft. Eli Willits, the number one pick, at 17 years old and 216 days, he became the third youngest player ever drafted first overall, behind Ken Griffey Jr., who was second, and Tim Foley.
Of course, Tim Foley.
I did not know who that was. I had to look him up.
I know, it's all right. You don't have to know everybody.
He got drafted and debuted as a 20-year-old for the New York Mets. Maybe he was only 19, but yeah, he is the youngest player ever. But congratulations to Eli, the third youngest player ever to get drafted number one overall, because he, just like Cooper Flagg, he reclassified and he moved up a year. So he's a year younger than most of the other high school prospects were at his age. And then also, we were talking about the Rays earlier. It does look like their sale is a go. It's expected to be completed by September for $1.7 billion.
With a B?
With a B. So let's see if they can kind of, I don't know, relaunch that team into something that people want to go see.
Kevin, you have 1 hour left. 1 hour left to take a picture with the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders. They're here until noon.
Oh, I got my card.
So if you're at work right now, you need to go ahead and tell Boss I'm leaving a little bit early today. I'm going to go get a picture with Cowboys cheerleaders. Ask Boss if he wants to come. Or
maybe
she.
Even don't tell him.
Yeah, or yeah, just do that. But you got to get over here right now. El Dorado and Coit at Whataburger. We have an opportunity to win Whataburger for a year. That's two opportunities coming up in the noon o'clock hour. But you have only until noon to get your picture with Cowboys cheerleaders.
Love it, love it, love it. Coming up next, more Cowboys questions that matter as we waste away waiting for training camp. Next on The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.